Hallelujah, amen, in the name of Jesus. Welcome to part 19 for Better and New and Living Way. This part is about indestructible forgiveness. Hebrews chapter 10. Christ came into the world, so he said to his father, "You have not wanted people to offer sacrifices and other gifts to you. Instead, you have prepared the body for me to offer to you. Sacrifices do not make you happy. If people burn whole animals as a sacrifice, or if they offer a sacrifice to make them clean from their sins, that does not make you happy." Then I said, "Here I am, my God. I have come to do what you want." That is what it says about me in the Bible. So think about what Christ said there. First, he said to God, "You have not wanted gifts and sacrifices of animals. Any kind of sacrifice like that does not make you happy." But we know that Moses' rules thought about those sacrifices. God's law said that they were necessary. Then Christ said, "Here I am. I have come to do what you want." In that way, Christ took away the first agreement and its rules about sacrifices. Christ's sacrifice of his own body is the new way that God forgives our sin. Jesus Christ was ready to do what God wanted. He offered his own body to God once for all time. Because of Christ's sacrifice, God has made us clean so that we belong to him. Hallelujah. Amen. God's Holy Spirit also shows us that these things are true. He says this first. The Lord God says, "After the time of the old agreement, I will make a new agreement with my people. It will be like this. I will put my laws deep inside them. I will put them into their thoughts." Then he says this, "I will not continue to think about their sins when they do not obey my laws." That is the way that God forgives our sin. When God has done that, we do not need to have any other sacrifice to take away our sins. Hallelujah. Amen. The next part is we must continue to trust God. We know that we can trust God to do the things that he has promised. So we must continue to expect those things. We must tell other people that we trust God. We should not stop doing that. We should think about how we can help one another. No. Teacher, we want everyone to show love to each other. We stop meeting with the group of Christians, but that is not good. We should all continue to meet together. We need to help one another to be strong and brave. It is now even more important because the Lord's grace day is coming. You know that the Lord will return soon. Hallelujah, amen. We must not, the next part is we must not turn away from Jesus Christ. So think about a person who has turned against the Son of God. That person's punishment will surely be much, much more worse. He says the cross sacrifice has no value for him. He has made God's new agreement seem like something bad. It was Christ's death on the cross that made that person clean so that he belonged to God. But now that person has insulted God's spirit who brings God's kind help to us. We know God and His message. And God said this, I am the one who will punish people for their sins. I will give them the punishment that they ought to receive. God also said this, the Lord will judge His people. Yes, if God takes a hold of you to punish you, they will make you very afraid. He is the powerful God who lives forever. Hallelujah, amen. If you continue to trust God, you will receive great things. You need to be patient and strong. Then you will continue to do what God wants. As a result, you will receive what God has promised. This is what the Bible says. They heard. In a very short time, my special servant will come. He is the one that I promised to send to you. Father, I am focused to read. And this idiot appear in that model, and do a lot of bad things, a lot of dirty show, and hurt everybody. No, not forgive. Don't, not. They have kept nothing rich. He's the one that I promised to send to you. He will not be late. The person that I have accepted as right will live. That person will live because he trusts me. But if anyone is afraid and he turns back, I will not be happy with that person. But we are not like those people who are afraid and who turn back. If we were, God would destroy us, but we are people who continue to trust God, and so our lives are safe with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. In Jesus, God has shown us who He is. Many years ago, God spoke to our ancestors by His prophets. He spoke many times and in many different ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us in His Son. In the beginning, God worked through His Son to make the whole universe. He decided that everything should belong to His Son. The Son shows us completely what God is like. He shines with God's great glory. His nature is the same as God's nature. The Son's powerful words causes everything to continue. He Himself made it possible for us to be clean from our sins. After He had done that, He returned to heaven. He went and He sat at the right side of God, who rules with all authority. Hallelujah. Amen. God's Son is greater than the angels. Of course, that shows us that the God's Son is much greater than the angels. God has given Him a name that shows He is more important than they are. God never said this to any angel, you are my son, today I have become your father. In another place in Bible, God says, I will be his father and he will be my son. Also, when God was ready to bring his greatest son into the world, he said, all God's angels must worship him. God speaks about the angels like this. God makes his angels like him vines. They serve him like fires that burn brightly. But this is what God says to his son. You are God and you will rule as king forever. Hallelujah. Amen. You will rule your kingdom in a completely good way. You love everything that is right and you hate everything that is wrong. Because of that, you will be completely happy. I am your God and I have blessed you. I have chosen you to be greater than others who are with you. The Bible also says this, Lord, in the beginning you made the earth. With your own power, You also made everything above the earth. All these things will come to an end, but as for you, you will continue forever. Likewise, those things will all become old. Then you will put them away like an old coat. You will change them like people change clothes. But you will always continue to be the same. Your life will never come to an end. Also, God has never said this to any of the angels. Sit at my right side until I win against your enemies completely. Then you will be able to put your feet on them. So we see that all the angels are spirits who serve God. God sends them and as his servants to help the people that he will save. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans chapter 1, verse 18 to 32. People are guilty. God in heaven show that he is angry with people. He is angry because he do not respect them. They do not respect him and they do bad things because they continue to do those bad things. They choose not to accept God's true message. They should understand what God is like because God himself has shown it to them clearly. Ever since God made the world, he has been showing people clearly about himself. We cannot see God, but the things that he has made show us clearly what he is like. We can understand his great Jesus, his great power to continue forever. We can know that he is the true God, but so there is no reason for anyone to say we could not know about God. Those people really knows about God, but they did not respect him as a great God, and they did not thank him. They did not even think clearly anymore. Their minds became confused, and they did not understand God's message. They said that they were wise, but really they became fools. They refused to worship the great God who can never die. Instead, they made false gods for themselves. They worshipped the idols that were like people who must die. They also made idols that looked like bears, animals, and a snake, and they worshipped them. So God let those people do all the bad things that they wanted to do. This is because God talked with us through the Bible, and we have the Bible from the beginning until now and also continue. God talked with us. God learned us. God is faithful. God loves us, and God cares about us. And God has given us a lot of wonderful things. He gives us gifts and we consume it and we are in awe to God. And God talk with us and warn us about Satan and his demons. God tell us which deed are wrong doing or bad doing or sins, and you cannot complain. God, you didn't knew. God tells you, yes, you knew because you read the Bible, but you disobeyed and you didn't respect and you didn't follow. That is because God talk in Romans chapter 1 part 18 to 32 about homosexuals too, who commit such a bad thing, and they and God became angry on them and sent a messenger and send the Holy Spirit to inform everybody that everybody must avoid such a people. They must stop them. They must heal them. They must correct them. And when they didn't accept it and continued worse, and they make another people, encourage another people to commit sin because Satan gave them a lot of glamour, and they make people blind and told them they can join them, and because they don't want to be alone in the hell. They know that it is sin, and Satan helped them, and that is because they, and the worst is people who encourage this idiot sinner. And the worst is that this sinner has encouraged another to join them to commit sin. The worst is those people who support sinner, such a sinner. And God all the time has told us and warned us, and God will that we very decided and condemn them and try to help them to make them repent confess their sin and ask for forgiveness. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you all. Jesus, peace be with you. See you in the next part.